Mike, this is a big one, you know, from the outside looking in. 6-0, you both have had a week off, maybe a lot of anticipation, two great quarterbacks, two great teams. You know, how are you, you know, trying to maybe keep an even keel going into this?
It's very hard to keep an even keel. This is a quality opponent. And all the opponents we play are quality opponents, but let's be honest, we're playing against Peyton Manning. And it's really hard to kind of stay calm and composed and save the energy for Sunday night, because that stadium is going to be pretty, pretty exciting to be in.
You're playing against Peyton Manning, but you're also playing against the 29th ranked offense in the league, a quarterback that's got 10 picks, 7 touchdowns. On film, does he look like you would expect from Peyton Manning?
Hey, he's Peyton Manning regardless. And he knows he's playing against a very, very consistently tough defense. And, you know, we have Aaron. So, he's Peyton Manning. You can't take anything away from him regardless of what's going on. So, instantly we let our guard down, we're going to get embarrassed. You know, so we just have to make sure we come out and play our best game.
As you say, he's Peyton Manning. A lot of that implies the mental game that he plays. Despite the fact
Absolutely.
That his fastball is diminished, is it remarkable that a quarterback can still beat you mentally the way that Peyton still can?
I think quarterback's a position that even when you're 34, you're not considered old. And those guys, they keep it rocking. They were great when they're younger. They're going to be great when they're older. And I'm just excited to be able to play against, you know, pretty good chance he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So I'm excited to get a chance. I'm excited to get to play against him.
A lot of talk, obviously, the Rodgers-Manning is the easy storyline this week, but the top two defenses in the league. Does that make you excited to show where you guys stand? I mean, you don't play against their defense per se, but just to show what you guys can do on a national stage.
And absolutely. It's going to be great to watch our offensive guys go against their defense, because I have full confidence in our offense, but they – do have a great defense. And like I said, we've been playing consistently tough, and likewise, I'm sure they'll be, when they're on the bench, they'll be looking at us as well to see how their guys do against us. And it's just going to be a great game. I don't feel as though there's ever going to be a moment where anybody will want to turn their head away from the TV, because this is just a heck of a matchup. I'm looking forward to it.
Mike, there's got to be a little different rush discipline with the guy that isn't going to bolt versus a guy who can extend. So what's the plan with a guy like Manning?
Personally, my plan every week is just to get after the guy across from me and hope for the best if I get past him. Peyton, he's been doing this for a long time, and he knows what his strengths are, and we just have to make sure we get after it the best that we can.
Mike, what did you guys identify, the coaches identify in the bye week, Mike, of where this defense has to get even better?
A lot of areas. Two games we did pretty poorly in the run, but when you break those down, there are just a couple plays that we let up. We need to make sure we clean that up. Obviously, you know, a couple weeks ago, there's a lot of things that we can clean up. And for as well as we're playing, to know that there's still so much more that we can get better at is very, very encouraging.
Mike, you're a competitive guy, and that's an understatement.
It is an understatement.
The number one scoring defense going against the number two scoring defense, you can build this as a big defensive showdown. Is that kind of a dream you've worked towards? This team's been known for offense, but this is really the top two scoring defenses.
Top two scoring defenses, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I have nothing else to say about that. That speaks for itself. You get me excited. The game is Sunday. I'm just really trying to make sure I manage the energy well. It's awesome. They have some really, really phenomenal players on their defensive side of the ball, and we got some pretty good guys as well. Great. So I'm looking forward to it. I love our offensive line, and it's going to be really fun to watch them compete.
What does it mean to you, though, to see Green Bay at the top of the defensive leaders for points allowed?
It means a lot, and I think that just goes back to the grit that Coach Mike always talked about. And I think we're really demonstrating that by how we play. We're definitely playing tougher. You watch a lot of the guys out there, and it gets chippy every now and then. Sometimes guys might get close to the line, flirt with it. Some guys might cross it. But we're not just leaping over it, you know, and into self-destructive territory. So to be able to play with that kind of controlled intensity, it's awesome. And haven't seen that around here. And as you can see, when we play like that,
the results speak for themselves.
Mike, you're a guy who clearly right now you could run through a brick wall just thinking about Sunday. I mean, you're going to go hard every single snap. And then Sunday you're going to meet a pretty rare occasion across the NFL with the altitude that Denver has. Do you have to be proactive in your preparation to make sure that you don't run out of gas considering how hard you want to go?
I'm sure our nutritionists and our strength coaches and our athletic training staff will make sure to give us all the information that we need to make sure that we address that.
Julius Peppers is 35, but he's having one of the best seasons of his career. Does he look like a 35-year-old out there?
No, he doesn't, and it's impressive. I said this when the guy got here last year. His oldest dude, he's probably about 100 years old. You say he's 35, so I was wrong. And he outruns everybody. Outruns everybody. Big, small, young, whatever. So he makes us all give way more effort than we probably would have, because I'm looking at somebody that's 35 years old and he's sprinting past me. I'm probably going to have to get back on the treadmill myself to work on some things.
Mike, the Broncos are going to and trying Pat Bowlen and their ring of fame. They're doing all this stuff pregame to get the fans pumped up. How do you kind of harness that energy? Like, do you guys get excited knowing that, you know, the other team's really trying to rev up the crowd, you know, to stop you guys?
Absolutely. You want to play in a hostile environment. You don't want to go somewhere where they're saying, oh, have a good game. You don't want to go somewhere where they're telling you how much they hate you and how much you suck. So that, yeah, I love when they get their crowd going. Because the competitor within all of us, it gets us going. We love it. We embrace it. We welcome it. And we've been on the road twice. So
when it's quiet when they're on offense and you guys are on defense, how do you get that motor, you know, inside you going as opposed to feeding off crowd noise that you're used to at Lambeau?
It's when I see the guy across from me, my motor is churning. You know, it's going. So, like I said, pregame atmosphere, during the game, in between whistles and everything, in between the quarters, while the crowd is going, that's great. But
do you like that?
When the ball snap, my main focus is the guy across from me. Nothing else matters.
Do you kind of like that silence? You know, does that kind of like put you at like ease? You know, like, hey, I just got this guy across me, don't hear anything else, and we're just, you know, in the zone kind of thing.
It can go either way. Like, when we're at home and they're screaming to disrupt the offense, that charges you up. And then when we're on the road and there, you can hear a pin drop. You might be a little more composed. So either way, it works to an advantage if you are focused on the right thing, and that's the guy across from you.
Mike, obviously your blood's up a little bit for this one. So tell me what it's like for you in the locker room just before you guys go out on the field, especially for a game of this magnitude.
Before I go on the field, I'm probably the calmest that I am all week. I really try to take a deep breath, relax, and when I step on the field, I just kind of let it all out. And I try to do the same thing when I come off the field into the sideline. Just take a deep breath. And same thing between whistles, take a deep breath, because it's an intense game. It's a marathon, not a sprint, but it's a marathon of short, explosive bursts, and that's what's needed.
Mike, when you got here in 2012, I know, Dom, you guys were still doing a lot of two-gapping on the line. What do you think of the changes you've made? How do you think that's helped you guys and kind of benefited the production you've gotten so far from the interior?
Well, we just have a different type of personnel up front than we did. We're built a little differently, so we're playing to our strengths. Back then, that was our strength. Now our strength is a little different. Coach McCarthy working with the defense has definitely been – excellent. I said I was excited about it in the offseason, and we're one of the top defenses in the league. So his input has definitely been valued, and I feel as though he's a big part of our success.
Is it cool to finally see BJ in this defense, too? I know we talked for so long about what he could mean to, you know, having these changes and what he could do at nose tackle, but actually seeing what he can do now on the field.
BJ, he's a guy that I looked up to and admired when I was in college. Seeing a 6-foot guy get drafted in the first round, it just let me know that I can make it to the NFL as well. So now I get a chance to play next to a guy who I looked up to, respected, and admired when I was in college. And we're peers. We're on a peer level now, and he respects me as such, and that just continues to encourage me to be the best that I can be, knowing that somebody like BJ, who I have the most respect for, respects me the same way I respect him. So he's a really good player. And to have him back, he's hungry, and he's ready to get it. Well, he's getting after it the way that we all know he can. I know he's been under some fire in the past, and I can't see a reason for anybody to say a bad thing about him now.